The themes of today's scripture readings and the events they recount, the passion and death of Jesus, for me can be summed up in one word, atonement. At-one-ment. We are literally one with Christ on the cross, whose death expiates all of our sins, past, present, and to come. It's interesting, if you look at the cross beams, the horizontal stands for death, the vertical cross beam symbolizes life. And for me, that intersection speaks about the plan of salvation. I remember there were words that the late Archbishop Fulton Sheen was often heard not only speaking, but writing about in his books regarding the passion and death of Christ. He said quite simply, and these words have always stuck with me and resonated, he said quite simply, without the cross, there would be no resurrection. Without Good Friday, no Easter. We read in the book of the prophet Isaiah today, it was our infirmities that he bore, our infirmities, our sufferings that he endured, while we thought of him as stricken, one smitten by God and afflicted, but he was pierced for our offenses. In my parish, we have a really special ritual that keeps that reality before us. It all starts the first Sunday of Lent, when upon leaving church after Mass, each person receives a nail, like this. We take it home, and the hope is that every day we will pick up that nail as we do our daily reflections, as we pray for help in our weaknesses, our sins, and in general, as we contemplate what it really means to be a Christian. Then on Good Friday, when we return to church, we bring our nail. Now, in my parish, they started this ritual just in recent years. Up until a few years ago, as probably is the case in many parishes, there are various stations in the church, you know, for veneration purposes. But now we have in my parish, which, by the way, I'll give it a plug, Sacred Heart, East Glendale, New York. We have one cross, no corpus, one large cross placed at the front of church, dead center. And on the floor, beneath the cross, is a large drum. And during the procession, which is single file for obvious reasons, as we each approach the cross, before we venerate, we drop our nail into the drum. Over and over, one upon another, clink, clink, clink. It's eerie in a way, but so powerful and so moving. And the only background, the only other noise, so to speak, is the organ playing soft, appropriate hymns. But at that moment in time, we are community. We are joined and united one with another, and through the nails, we're united with Christ. So, as we approach Easter, it is my hope that first all of you will experience that kind of unity as you gather in worship today on Good Friday. And we are one in awaiting the glorious coming of the resurrected Christ on Easter. And a blessed one to all of you.